Now we are pleased to be joined by the Assistant Director of Player Personnel for the Dallas Cowboys, Will McClay. We appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule tonight, sir. And we'll get a little deeper into the top three picks here in just a minute. But right off the top, I know it may be tough to pick right now. Do you have a personal favorite draft pick you guys made from day three that the average Cowboys fan might not be as familiar with?
I'm excited about all of them, but Xavier Woods is one that sticks out because he can do so many things.
Yeah, he's a guy you got, I guess, in the sixth round. I think you may have had a fourth round grade on him. Certainly, he's a hard-hitting guy, a safety, a position of need. You got great value there. And I know you guys talk about value, but you couldn't pass up the value for sure.
No, I mean, what we're trying to do is fill up the football team with good players. Whenever you think that there's someone there, you're complete at one position, and that position gets hit. So we go by the board, look for the best players and the fit between our scouts and our coaches.
You know, you guys went best player available. It just so happens they also fit needs. Can you talk about the way this draft just fell right for you coming into the draft, certainly at the beginning of the free agency? You let a lot of guys go. You had a bunch of needs on defense. We were able to fill those needs without reaching for guys.
Yeah, I mean, our needs kind of coincided with, and very few times as it happened, with the strength of the draft. We needed defensive linemen. We needed secondary people. And it just kind of fell that way. We had guys graded that way, and other teams had their needs, and they fixed, they picked their guys from there. And I do have to say that people say you're drafting for need or best player available. When you come to the draft, you're doing a combination of both.
Right.
Talking to Will McClay here on ESPN Game Night. It's well known the Cowboys' philosophy these days puts an emphasis on players with proven success at big-name programs. And again, this year, one small school player, you brought him up, Xavier Woods. What does a smaller school player have to do in your eyes to get the look over an equivalent player from the Power 5 school?
I read some stuff. Somebody pointed something out the other day that, I'm a Power 5 guy, we're a Power 5 team. That's not true. We're just looking for the best football players, period. And if you're not at a Power 5 school, you have to stand out. You have to have measurables and do those things. But football players come from everywhere. Last time I looked at, Big Ben wasn't a big major, Power 5 school. There's players that play in this league everywhere. But I think you're looking for guys that check all the check marks.
You talked about certainly the way the cohesion between the scouting department and the coaches and the front office. Can you talk about that? That certainly, was a problem a few years ago, and now everybody's on the same page. How is it important for you guys all to be on the same page and identify what you want? Certainly, I know with Marinelli, he doesn't like nose tackles in the first round. You get those guys late in the draft. You certainly went after some nose tackles late in the draft.
Yeah, I mean, we are a team building a team. And so within that team, everybody has to perform their roles. Our scouts go out and do their job and grade players. The coaches say what they're looking for. Management says what guys we can sign and not sign. And then we build it from there. So I think the important thing is all of us getting together, getting in a room, and we're fighting. I'm here all year, and I get to hear and see what the coaches want and what they're looking for. I give that information to the scouts. Then we come together in the room, and we put it all together. We might see somebody a little bit different, but when there's consensus in the whole deal, that's when I'm giving players to coaches that they want to coach. Coaches are getting the things that they're looking for, and you have an opportunity to build your roster that way.
What do you like, these secondary guys, and you guys basically overhauled the secondary. It seemed like you got guys that fit what Rod wants to do. Can you talk about the type of guys they are, the type of players they are, and how they fit Rod's scheme and what he wants to do maybe better than some of the other guys you've had?
Well, the unique part about Coach Marinelli's scheme, and we found out, is that you get players that love football and want to play hard. You have an opportunity to have success. But then you've got to find, we came into it saying we wanted to improve the pass rush and we wanted to improve getting our hands on the ball. The more opportunities we get our hands on the ball, the more it is opportunities there are for the offense. Well, you look for instinctive guys. You look for smart guys. At whatever level they play at, if you're smart and instinctive, you find a way to make plays. And I think that's the number one thing that we did, was find guys that can make plays on the ball.
Assistant Director of Player Personnel for the Cowboys, Will McClay, joining us here. Based on the team's decision to draft Jordan Lewis in the third round, the organization clearly has confidence that his off-the-field issues aren't going to be a problem moving forward. What all goes into the process of evaluating a player who's supremely talented with a situation like Jordan Lewis?
Well, you've got to dig and you've got to find the information. We have people that gather that information for us. We have our area scouts that are GMs of the area, and they go and they've got better resources in those areas. So we pull up the information, we investigate it, we talk to the kid. We do all the things necessary to make us feel comfortable with doing that. And, you know, we had a lot of good things on him as a kid. They loved him at the program, did our research, and just felt comfortable about that situation.
You know, Jerry talked all offseason about a war daddy and getting a war daddy. And I don't know if Taco's a war daddy. You certainly those guys you get usually in the top 10 of the draft. But he's a guy that can come in and play immediately. He certainly played in a 4-3 in college. What do you like about him? And certainly, is he a guy that's still improving that you certainly can see the best football in the NFL from him?
Yeah, the best football is coming. Number one, he's getting ready to be coached by Rod Marinelli, who we're going to do the things that make him realize his ability to make him go further. But I think that, you know, War Daddy, when you're rushing with four and you're getting pressure, I think the Taco adds value to all the other pieces that we have. He can play inside, he can play outside, he can play right and play left. Versatility is a huge part of this whole defense and being able to have horses on the field all the time.
You know, people just look at this draft, but you know, you guys are looking at this draft and what you had in last year's draft. You know, you're going to get some guys coming back. You know, Jalen Smith. Can you talk about what those? Can you add what you did today? You add the guys that didn't play last year, and some of your redshirt guys in that draft last year, who can come and help this defense be much better.
Well, as Jalen comes along, excuse me, we think he'll add, you know, a top 10 player from last year's draft we didn't see. We drafted Charles Tapper, who's going to add value to what we do. There's two guys that we haven't talked about in revamping this defense. And then you have the guys that are coming back that are hungry. And what we've done is increase the competition for those guys to be hungry and to achieve their full level of potential. You don't have a superstar, but you have guys that do their job and do it at a high level as a unit. That's where we'll have success defensively and as a whole team.
And as much work as you do, it as hard as you guys work, and you guys have certainly done your homework on most of these guys, sometimes you get a little lucky. Do y'all go back and think about the process, how Dak fell? And I mean, you got him and you played him, but you picked him after Charles Tapper. Do y'all go back and think about how did that happen? How did we have him rated so low as everybody did?
I think you always go back and you look at the things, and the one thing you can't measure is the stuff that's in, you know, a kid's heart and head, and then putting them in a situation to be successful. You know, everybody goes and they grade this draft, you know, they grade each draft 10 minutes after the draft is done. And, you know, how can you do that until you get them in the building and you understand what effect they'll have in your program? And I think that's the unique part about getting lucky, being good, whatever it is you understand those things. And then the people that you're betting on come and they achieve more than what you thought they would. That's the key. That's just this whole thing is all about.
Last question here for Will McClay. Based on the information that's given to the people like me, the nobodies that are the fans that are reading about you guys' draft picks, the first two corners that you guys selected, based on the scouting reports that we see, show that they might be best on the inside in that nickel corner role. Do you anticipate those guys getting shots at playing on the outside first, or do you see them as more of inside guys?
I think we're going to use the pieces that we have and try and construct the best defense. I mean, we're comparing what they are from a college situation, college system. The hash marks are different. There's so many things that are different. We're looking for good football players. Jordan Lewis played outside in the Big Ten against some big receivers, and he held his own. Cheeto played all the top receivers, played inside, outside, played safety. The key is having the instincts and the awareness and the knowledge to fit and then fit within the scheme. The other thing is, our coaches get paid a lot of money, and they're the best in the league. They can do things to the strengths of the players. So I'm excited about that more than anything.
Hey, man, we appreciate you coming on. So you guys had a very successful draft. You're getting a lot of credit for it. I'm sure you're saying that a lot of other people contributed to that. But good luck to you, and certainly good luck to those Cowboys and those picks.
I appreciate it. And I got to say, we have a great staff that goes out and grinds it out, not only the scouts. The scouts do all the work. The coaches are in the middle of it, and then ownership brings it all together. So it's a unique situation. It's a great one for us.
We appreciate it, Will. Have a great night, sir.
Thanks, man. All right, bye-bye.